here's one observation that I have. China is a society which is changing very rapidly. You all know that. You live here. But in some ways, you may not realize how really profound those changes are, simply because as you live through a change, it's maybe not quite so startling how dramatic those changes are. From the outside, we see China as a place with movements of people, economic development, political change, governmental change, governmental development, educational development, the universities are changing. Peoples are moving all over China, cities are getting larger and larger. These are processes of change which are really huge social processes, and China will be well served by having good theories and good social science research activities to better understand how those changes are working. And so I think it's a very exciting time to be a social scientist in China, a young social scientist. Most of you, I believe, are graduate students. At least that was true last week. It's a good time to be learning how to do research as a social scientist, but also a good time to be learning some of the difficult questions about how should we do social science research? What should a good social science theory look like? What would be a good explanation of a phenomenon like, you know, the movements of peoples, abnormal demographic patterns, what would be a good explanation? Those are all questions which I think are very important intellectually, but also practically and kind of from a policy point of view here in China. So I'll pause for a second, not talk about myself anymore right now. What I'd like to do is take just a couple of minutes and briefly ask each person to say his name, where he comes from, and what you're studying.